Okay, now we're going to do a body scan. So like always, we'll start by getting ourselves into a good mindfulness position. So just take a moment to get yourself comfortable. I find the best way is to sit up in a chair with my back supported, upright, but not overly rigid. You can place your hands on your lap or by your sides, whichever is most comfortable for you. And you should place both feet on the floor. To me, this is the best mindfulness position. Now, some people like to do this lying down, and if you're one of those people, then go right ahead and lie down. The main reason I stay in my seat is so that I don't fall asleep. Some people do drop off to sleep when they begin to meditate or be still for a change, and if that happens to you, that's okay. I think sometimes what a person needs most in the world is just that, some rest. However, ideally people would stay awake and get some practice at noticing themselves in this present moment. Now, as I said in previous recordings, it's a good idea to close your eyes. The reason I do close my eyes is because I find I can focus better with my eyes closed and that I get less distracted by other things in the room. But some people find closing their eyes too hard to do or just feels a little bit strange. So if you're one of those people, you might just lower your eyes, pick a spot on the floor or somewhere else in the room and try to focus your attention there. Okay, so now that you're set up and ready to start, all you have to do is follow the sound of my voice. So we're going to go through a simple body scan and we're going to also do some tense and relax exercises if you wish. You don't have to. So like with everything else we're doing, I want you to start by noticing how you are right now. Are there any thoughts, feelings, or sensations that are coming up for you right now? Just notice them. You don't need to change them. Just notice that they are there. Now notice your body. Are there any sensations anywhere? Do you feel any stress or strain or anything at all? So let's start at the top of your head. Put your attention on the top of your head and even all around the back of your head. And notice if you feel anything there. It's okay if you do, and it's also okay if you don't. And what about lower down? Maybe coming closer down around your neck area. I think a lot of people carry a lot of tension in their heads. I feel like that's because we think too much, which of course we all are thinking all the time. So if you're finding any tension there, and it's okay if you are and it's okay if you're not, but if you are, see if you can gently roll your neck around in any way that feels good to you. Maybe you want to put your ear to your shoulder. Maybe you just want to do a gentle roll around. I find that sometimes when I start to pay attention, I realize I'm actually carrying quite a lot of tension in my head and my neck. And sometimes a few gentle rolls, or just a few gentle movements might ease that out a little bit. Then see if you can bring your attention around the front to your face. Notice your whole face, from the top of your face all the way down to the bottom of your chin. Do you notice anything there? Do you feel anything there? Scrunch up your forehead and let it go again. Can you lift your eyebrows up and down? See if you can squeeze your eyes shut really tightly and then open them again. Or if you're keeping them closed the whole time, just scrunch them up really tightly as you keep them closed. Then notice your nose. Wriggle it a little bit if you can. Scrunch it up all funny. Go ahead, nobody's looking. Move your mouth all around. Either with your mouth open or closed, doesn't matter. Just give it a wiggle. See, can you wiggle your chin from side to side? Do it if you can. I know it seems kind of weird, but just try. Are you a person that can wriggle your ears? Do that if you can. And notice, what does your face feel like now? Does it feel any different? Sometimes I find doing a little movement when I'm doing a body scan helps to keep my attention on that part of the body. But you don't have to do the movements if that feels a little bit too weird to you, if that's a bit too much of a stretch. I just find that it feels surprisingly good. And in fact, until I started doing this, I didn't realize I could wiggle my chin or my nose in certain ways. So, yeah, kind of fun to do. But now move your attention down to the front of your neck, and just to your chest area. Can you notice your chest rise and fall as you breathe? Put your attention there. And go ahead, and while you're there, take a few good deep breaths and really focus on that movement of your breath in your chest as you breathe. What about your shoulders? Do you notice anything there? Shrug them a little if you like. And then bring your attention all along the back of your shoulders. And notice down the length of each arm and down each hand. And even take the time to notice each individual finger. I like to scrunch my fingers and hands when I bring my attention down there. Just kind of like reminding me that my hands are there. Of course, I already know my hands and fingers are there, but I don't usually pay any attention to them. What about your wrists? Can you roll them around? And then bring your attention from your hands and wrists all the way up to the top of your arms, back over your shoulders, and down your back again, and all the way down the length of your back. And as you're doing that, just notice, did you find any tension or any sensation at all? It might not be tension. Could be anything. Could be an itch or an ache. Or maybe it's the pleasant feeling of a chair or a cushion or whatever supporting your back. Just notice whatever is there. You don't have to change it. Just spend a little time noticing it. And if you find your mind wandering any time during this exercise, that's okay. That's just your mind doing its job. And if that happens, and it probably will from time to time, just gently bring your attention back to the part of your body that we're talking about right now. Now I want you to bring your attention around to your stomach. Place your hand on your stomach and feel it go inwards and outwards as you breathe. If you did the breathing meditation, you might be more in tune with your breathing already. But most of us completely forget how important our own breathing is. So just take a minute now to notice your tummy as you breathe. Then move down your torso and groin area and around to wherever your low back or your behind or your legs are making contact with the chair. Maybe they're beginning to ache from staying in this position for so long. So if you want to shift around a bit in your seat to get comfortable, go ahead. And then come back and begin again to pay attention to your body. But just notice what's happening in this part of your body right now. And while we're encouraging stillness, that doesn't mean you have to be totally rigid. Of course, a body needs to move. And all the while that we're focusing on the different parts of our body, not forgetting to breathe. Then move your attention down your legs, front and back. I always imagine that my attention can circle around each knee and down the bottom parts of my legs, even around each ankle. And noticing any sensations at all as you do that. When you get to your ankles, roll each one around as much as your shoes permit. And notice if there are any feelings across the top of your feet. What about your toes? Maybe they're tight in your shoes. Or maybe you're wearing sandals and they're loose and free. Maybe you went for a run yesterday. Your feet and your toes are all sore and tight. So whatever it is you feel, you don't have to change it. I just want you to notice that it's there. And give your toes a wiggle, if you like. And don't forget the bottoms of your feet. Really notice them. The balls of your feet, the arches, the heels. Probably never pay attention to your body like this. So now that we've noticed our body in all of its parts, see if you can notice your body as one complete whole. So I want you to take one good deep breath in through your nose and then let it out through your mouth. I like to imagine that when I take a good deep breath in, like this, that I'm breathing in calm somehow, I'm breathing in peace, and that when I exhale or breathe out, that I'm letting go of any stress or strain that I found in any part of my body. So imagine if you can that each in-breath is a complete new beginning, and that each out-breath is a complete letting go of anything that might be troubling you. Sometimes I even might say to myself nice little things like breathe in, breathe out, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go. Now, if you found any stresses or strains anywhere in your body as we did this, breathing into them is not magic, of course, but I often find that giving them a little bit of attention sometimes softens the stress or strain that I'm feeling. So take a few more good deep breaths in. Paying particular attention to any parts of your body where you found some stress or strain or any sort of discomfort. Just take a few more good deep breaths. And when you're ready, of course there's no rush, you can slowly open your eyes. And bring your attention back more fully to the room around you.